Hello. Okay, this is take two. I fluffed my lines on take one too many times, so try it again. It's been a while since I recorded any mood swing stuff. Pretty much what happened was I had my first fight, my first Muay Thai fight, and then I took a kind of Christmas break. I didn't think there was much point in getting stuff out before Christmas because everyone gets busy with all their own goings on. And then I started back up again. I got two episodes out, and then sort of half unexpectedly I got offered another Muay Thai fight. It was my plan to keep recording and releasing episodes every week whilst I was training for the fight, but it quickly became apparent that it wasn't going to happen. I started a new job as well. After 10 years of staring at swimming pools, I've gone to do something else. So that took a bit of adjustment, and with on top of all the training for the fight, etc., it wasn't doable to do it all, so I had to give up. But during that period, I had, you know, keen plans to get back to it as soon as possible. I had interviews arranged. I was actually meant to meet up with someone in Glasgow on Monday to record a podcast, but because of all that's gone on, that's obviously been postponed. Someone that I'm really excited to record with when we get the chance. But I'm not sure when that'll be now, and I don't want to say who it was in case it's a wee while before it happens, but it was someone that I kind of, since middle of last year, have been really, really excited to try and get on, and was kind of hopeful that it would happen, and then got it all arranged, was really excited, and unfortunately didn't go ahead, but bigger things going on just now anyway. I've got some other people lined up as well. Didn't have dates and stuff set for that yet, but there are other people that I want to sit down and get a chat with, so hopefully after all this coronavirus pandemic stuff has passed, hopefully I'll be able to get those interviews done. But of course at the moment just need to focus on other things. I decided to not put off coming back with the podcast any longer, even though the interview, kind of face-to-face interview side of things, has been obviously waylaid. I decided I'm going to try and get some stuff out, because obviously it's been a while. I'm still paying my monthly fees to the host website, and I'm not even putting out any stuff, so that's been irritating, I suppose, for me to be paying for stuff and not being able to create stuff to put out. So that, and the fact that everyone's at home now, so hopefully there'll be plenty of people needing a podcast to listen to. I've got plenty of time to produce it. So over the next few days and weeks, I'm going to try and get some stuff out to you guys. I'm not quite sure how this is going to work. I'm looking at doing some episodes myself, much like this one, but I'd be keen for people to send stuff in, whether it be questions for me to answer, or stuff for me to speak about, stuff people suggest for others who are self-isolating or suffering with poor mental health due to all that's going on with coronavirus. Anything like that would be brilliant. Like, voice clips would be cool. Get like a bit of dialogue going that way. Anything really. Oh, if you want to send in voice clips or anything, my email is 365aberdeen@gmail.com. Or you can message me on Instagram. It's probably the best place, or Twitter. I forgot my own handles. I think I changed them both to MoodSwingsABZ. Instagram, definitely MoodSwingsABZ. And I think I changed my Twitter to that now as well. So yeah, you can get me there. On email, it's still 365aberdeen@gmail.com. But get in touch if you want to send anything through, or if you've got any suggestions for the podcast or anything, really. I'm also going to try and look at recording some podcasts remotely, probably with people that have been on before, kind of some of my friends or people that I've been on a couple of times, just to try and, I don't know, keep a bit of familiarity about it. And kind of have some conversation about what everyone's doing whilst they're staying at home. I hope everyone who's listening just now is, if you are having to stay at home and off your work, then I hope you're finding not too bad. This is my first actual day of lockdown or self-isolation or whatever you want to call it. And my work just made a decision yesterday that it was non-essential that we'd be in, and we were sent home at the end of the day yesterday and told that was us for 3 weeks. So it's my first day. I'm just trying to adjust to it. I think one of the craziest things about this whole thing is that most people haven't ever had a long kind of period at home like this before. So no one really knows how it's going to affect them mentally or physically, I guess, as well. Whether people are going to... It's going to be an enjoyable break. Whether after a couple of days it's really going to be difficult and kind of going stir crazy. Or, you know, it's just really difficult to predict. Much like in a wider and global scale with the whole thing. Personally as well, it's kind of hard to foresee or predict how it's going to affect you. But hopefully, like I say, I'm hoping to get dialogue going with everyone. So this is a way that we can go through it all together, I guess. And yeah, hoping to get in touch with some past guests and see how they're getting through it. And we get like ideas for stuff to do and talk about it and get the conversation going about how we're all feeling surrounding it. Today, this is just kind of like a little intro episode, I guess. Probably won't be too long. But what I was going to look at is some of the online mental health advice. I've got the BBC website up just now about what to do to look after your mental health whilst coronavirus is going on. So, let's have a little look. Got it in front of me. What seems to be the common consensus is about some of the World Health Organization have given the following advice. So, avoid watching, reading, or listening to news that could cause you to feel anxious or distressing. I mean, it's really difficult, isn't it? Especially with like an anxiety, because you want to know, you want to have all the information available to you. You want to know, feel, like there's a level of comfort from feeling like you're well informed. But at the same time, constantly looking at stuff about, you know, a worldwide pandemic and a huge illness, it's going to make anyone feel a little bit distressed and worried. And if you're already feeling like that through anxiety, it's just maybe going to exasperate it further. So, I don't know. If you find it really difficult to continue to look at stuff and it's really distressing you, I think you need to look at, like, stripping that back would be a kind of obvious thing to say. I think at times like this, if there's something you really need to know, that information is going to come to you one way or another, especially with like social media and internet, as soon as you pick up your phone. I mean, yesterday, I don't know if everyone else got this, but I know a good few people did. The government actually, oh, I've never had this before in my life, the UK government text came around saying that everyone has to stay indoors. It's really crazy. Like, it is like something out of a film or a TV show or, you know, it's absolutely unreal. The word slipped my mind now, so I can't even use it. It'll come back to me. Dystopian, that was it. It is kind of dystopian in a way. I remember on, I think it was Monday morning, I got up to go to work and get a bus in early. I think my bus at 6:15 or something. So fairly early. And I got to the bus stop, and there's usually a screen telling you kind of how long till the next bus or if there's any delays or anything. You'll know exactly what I mean. But instead, it was just completely, like, taken over with a coronavirus pandemic timetables. Like, see this website to see updated timetables due to pandemic. And, I mean, that was when one of the moments when this thing really hit me, because I was just kind of like, that is what you're used to seeing in films and stuff about, you know, dystopian worlds or, you know, if you've watched any of the films about, like, you know, what's the film called? Is it called Pandemic? Or I'm absolutely awful today. I've got words on the tip of my tongue. Contagion. That's the name of the film. If you watch any of the like those kind of movies, then you'll have seen like that, all that kind of stuff. So yeah, it's a surreal feeling. I think that's kind of one of the most difficult things about the whole thing. It's just, you know, we're continually being bombarded with stuff that's completely alien to us and completely surreal, like being told to stay at home except for once a day to go out and exercise, and all the shops, restaurants, pubs, everything closing. I mean, this is all completely alien to everyone, the vast majority of people anyway, if not everyone. I don't know whether this kind of things have happened in other countries before, and I've not been aware of it, but you know, I think it's kind of mad how easily we can kind of digest this stuff as well. Like, quite quickly we're all almost accepting massive changes in our lives. I know there's been a lot of criticism for some people not obeying the government advice or the government restrictions and still meeting up or whatever. And of course you should try all not to do that if at all possible for the good of yourself and others. But I mean, the vast majority of people's lives have been massively shifted at quite a fast rate, and I think a lot of people are doing well to digest it. But I don't know if you're anything like me, every so often you'll kind of have to stop and take stock and just kind of be like, try and process everything that's happened over the last few days. I mean, I don't want to talk too much about it, but just when, you know, the last couple of days that I was at work, it was extremely kind of strained, as I know a lot of people's workplaces were, because no one kind of knew what was going to happen in the next few days. I don't know if you guys have seen, like, a lot of people have just been, I don't want to say a lot of people have just been drinking, but like, I think, I imagine a lot of people are kind of turning to having a couple of beers or whatever a bit more, because just kind of need to dull things down a bit, I think, because everything at the moment seems so serious and so bleak that, and so stark that, it's just trying to do anything that provides a bit of relief or normality even. So let's get back to this WHO advice. Seek information to mainly take practical steps to prepare your plans and protect yourself and loved ones. I suppose that just goes to what I was saying before. Like, if there is really stringent advice that you need to find, it will find its way to you. So, like, if you find it hard to read everything about the coronavirus, you could, and all the things that are going on, you could just make sure you're keeping up to date with the practical things that you need to know about to look after yourself and the people close to you. And the last one is seek information updates at specific times. I suppose that would just mean, like, if you find it really hard to look at this stuff all day, every day, or several times, maybe just once when you wake up and once before you go to bed, or like 6 o'clock in the evening or something, check on the BBC News or Sky News, whatever website, for the major updates, and then you're being kept informed, but you're not punishing yourself with it every minute of every day. There was something else I read that I want to talk about, like, obviously from the very beginning of this thing, one of the things that has been kind of paramount was washing your hands. And I don't know if anyone else has been suffering from this, but like, my hands take an absolute fucking beating at the best of times with wearing like boxing gloves a lot. And at work I wear safety gloves, the type of work I do, my new job, so my hands are constantly using them for stuff, which everyone is, but you know what I mean. And also I'm constantly wearing gloves, and the added kind of pressure of having to wash your hands 10, 15, 20 times a day, sometimes with quite strong antibacterial soap, like, my hands are in absolute bits in terms of the skin being dry and stuff. And it reminded me that something I've forgotten about, actually, was that when I was young, I think maybe somewhere between the ages of 6 and 10, maybe, I went through a period of, like, excessively washing my hands. It was kind of like a hypochondria. I got really worried about being ill for a good few months. And my mum actually had to take me to the doctor because my hands were cracked and bleeding because I was washing them obsessively. And I can still remember the doctor telling my mum that it's actually not the wash in your hands that dries the skin out. It's when you leave. Obviously, I was a kid, so I just wash my hands and, like, wipe them quickly on my trousers or a towel or something and leave them, like, still pretty much wet and go back to doing whatever I was doing. And it's actually that causes your hands to dry out, because the air obviously is pulling the moisture off your skin, and it takes the moisture out of your skin at the same time. So bear that in mind, I guess. If you're washing your hands a lot, then make sure you dry them. That's the most mundane advice I've ever had to give on this podcast. But I guess it's kind of relevant, because if you get those... it's really easy to get wrapped up in compulsive behaviour just now, because you're being given all these things to do excessively. So even if you're not someone that normally gets caught up in those kinds of things, like excessive cleaning or anything, you're probably going to be doing it now, because you're being constantly reminded and kind of pressured by government and your peers, I guess, to do those things. And quite rightly so, because we only keep ourselves and others safe, but just try and obviously not get over the top, I guess. This is really strange for me, having to give like actual health advice on this podcast. The last kind of piece of advice it has on online that I've seen that I think is really relevant to pick up is stay connected with people. And I think that's really important, and that's something I'm trying to do with the podcast at the moment, is just, you know, speak to people like as much as you can, because you're going to be not getting much face-to-face contact. I don't know, we're really lucky this has happened in a time where technology allows us to be able to contact people in so many different ways. Tonight I'm meant to be having a video chat with a good few of my friends on some app called House Party. I downloaded that yesterday, I'd never heard of it before, but I've been kind of sending my friends voice notes and stuff, and video notes, and that's kind of been a bit of a laugh, bamming them up from far away. I'm looking, what I'm planning to do is kind of have some long chats with family members I don't normally speak to, like my gran, I don't speak to as much as I should, and other relatives, and just stay in touch that way, because I think, if you really think about it, there is so much on a day-to-day basis you'd like to get done, like speak more to family members or friends even, or spend more time reading and stuff, and we don't get the chance to do it because we are so busy, and this is probably the best chance you're going to get, like an enforced sort of stay-at-home and do nothing essentially. So I think the only silver lining you can really take from it is to try and get some stuff done that you ordinarily don't get the chance to do. So yeah, I think it's really important to stay connected with people. If you feel like you've not got people to speak to, you can, you know, like I say, I'm going to try and use this podcast as an outlet for that. So you can use like social media to speak to people. Don't have much else to say. Quite like a short intro episode. I didn't want to say too much. Get in touch with any stuff you want me to discuss, what you're doing in self-isolation to keep yourself mentally well, anything you're struggling with. Anyone I've had on the podcast before you'd like to hear from, I'll try and get them back on again. Like I say, it'll be through video chat or something, but I'll try and arrange it. Anything like that, send in voice notes, send in anything, and we'll sort out. I don't know where this is going to go, but I'm keen to put out as much as I can throughout the next few weeks or however long this goes on, and then as soon as I can get back to normal. But I feel like I've not done enough mood swing stuff recently, so this is a chance for me to get in and about it. Right, everyone look after themselves, and I hope you've enjoyed this ramble, but please get in touch and give me some more voices to stick on here or suggest people for me to speak to, because you'll be sick of this sound of this voice very quickly, and I already am. But thank you for listening. Cheers. Oh,